Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this Season 1, Episode 4 edition of the Inside Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, The Guru, and this week we will be revealing our top 80 wide receiver rankings, the full 80 wide receiver rankings are on our website at gurusgotgame.wordpress.com. Right now we'll be going over the top 10. I am glad that you have joined us and hopefully giving you some insight to take over your fantasy football league. Before we get started, though, look at top 10. I'm going to hit real quick on some news. A player that I have been watching in fantasy football with some legal troubles, Robbie Anderson. On May the 16th, his charges, 2017 felony charges, was dropped of resisting arrest with violence stemming from an incident last year. It was dismissed in the Miami-Dade County courtroom. His attorneys did tell ESPN. His lawyer was quoted as saying, "This is the state having reviewed it, doing what they're supposed to do when you feel there's not a likelihood of any conviction. They've dropped the charges," according to the attorney, Ed O'Donnell. Anderson was arrested on May the 7th at a music festival in Miami Beach. He was accused of fighting with security and pushing a police officer. Prosecutors determined that there was insufficient evidence. This also goes with back in April, there was three charges that were dropped from a January arrest in Sunrise, Florida, where Anderson allegedly threatened to sexually assault a police officer's wife after being stopped following a high-speed chase. So, all in all, from the two arrests, has had a total of four felony charges, which is being dropped. But from the January arrest, he is still faces a misdemeanor reckless driving charge from the arrest. Yes, even though the felony charges was dropped, Anderson still could be looking a possible NFL suspension under its personal conduct policy, even if he does not have a conviction. According to their CBA agreement that was made between the Player Association and the league, he could still be looking at a suspension of some sort. But it looks like the likelihood that these felonies have been dropped, it won't be a half season or a full season suspension. Knowing Roger Goodell, this guy is so up and down on his charges, we don't know what's going to do. So we're going to have to wait and see. Robbie Anderson is a great wide receiver. He had a breakout season last year with the Jets. He was an undrafted free agent, had career high in catches of 63 yards, 941, and 7 touchdowns. So we'll just have to wait and see what the NFL does. But good news for Robbie Anderson, if you have him in a Dynasty League, it is a good bet you're going to have him for this year. But without further ado, we'll get into our top 10. As stated before, you can hit us up on the chat board if you got a question or call in. The call-in number is area code 929-477-1273. I look forward to answering any questions regarding fantasy football that you would have, or again, hit us up on the chat board. Would like to see the full top 80 list, hit us up on our website at gurusgotgame.wordpress.com. Coming number 10 is Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tariq Hill. Last year he had 75 receptions for 1,183 yards and 7 touchdowns. He also kick returned some for Kansas City. He ranked 7th in the league last year for yards and 6th in the NFL with receptions, yards per game at 78.9. Tariq is a downfield burner. Don't know, with the change of quarterback going from Alex Smith to Mahomes, how that's going to affect. Mahomes does have the gunslinger mentality like Brett Favre. No, I'm not comparing Pat Mahomes to Brett Favre, but he has that gunslinger mentality like Brett Favre did. And Tariq Hill is a burner, a streaker down the field. You could see him duplicating these yards and receptions again this year, even though he does not have Alex Smith, but got big arm Pat Mahomes. So we'll just have to wait and see, folks, how this comes out. He averaged on kickoffs. 2016, he was a kickoff guy for Kansas City, but not last year. He was also did punt returns. He returned 25 punts for 204 yards, 1 touchdown of 82 yards. So if you're in a league that does punt return yardage, Tariq Hill would be a good bet for you. Coming in number 9 is, Tampa Bay wide receiver Mike Evans. Mike Evans had a pretty decent year last year, even with the up and down of Jameis Winston. Jameis was a little bit inconsistent last year, but he might have a bounce back year this year on one side. You have Mike Evans. And what is the other running back's name on the other side? I totally left my mind here. But Mike Evans last year had 71 receptions for 1,001 yards, 5 touchdowns. He did not. He did not lead the league or have any place in the top 10 league for his stats last year. So maybe he'll have another bounce back year, and it's totally mind-boggling me that I forgot who was the deadly duos in Tampa Bay, Mike Evans. Apologize for that, folks. I can see his face right here. I can see him playing. DeSean Jackson's down there. Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, and Vincent. If I wasn't trying to think of it, I wouldn't know it. But coming in at number 8, Los Angeles Chargers. I about call them the San Diego Chargers again. It's still hard for me to get this. Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen had 102 receptions for 1,393, 6 touchdowns. The second half of the year, it looked like Keenan was having a breakout year in Kansas City. Him and the quarterback finally got on pace. And I'll be honest, I'll see that continuing over to this year. You know, I'm not going to say the touchdowns are going to be six touchdowns, because that's kind of up and down basing on the touchdowns. But Keenan Allen could have a big year again this year. I could say he could go for 1,300 yards again. I'm not going to say two touchdowns. I'm not going to say six touchdowns, excuse me. I believe in a PPR league, he will get you the 100, at least another 100 receptions, barring injury. It looks like last year, Keenan Allen, he played and had a complete season last year, no injuries. The good thing about him, he is injury-free this year. But he was fourth in the league in receptions, third in yards, and then yards per game, he ranked fourth at 87.1. Here we have a caller on the line here with a question. Caller, go ahead with your question.
Shane O.
What's going on, Professor?
Just quick question. Good show. Just quick question. Well, one, I'm kind of disappointed. I've been watching the NHL playoffs, and the Washington Capitals lost again tonight. That's a good series between Tampa Bay and Washington, so interesting seeing who going to win this. And, of course, the Vegas Golden Knights looking really good. Could be setting history. But anyhow, a quick question to you is about it looks like Tepper is going to be the new owner of the Carolina Panthers. Just want to get your opinion on this, what you think will come of the Carolina Panthers with Tepper as the owner, and any foreseeable changes that you think will be on the coming up in the future.
Well, I mainly plan to talk about wide receivers now, but since I will talk about the Carolina Panthers, Tepper, however you say his name, is a top hedge fund manager. He was 5% owner in the Pittsburgh Steelers, so he is an NFL guy, respected by what I've read by several of the other owners or members of management for other franchises. He has said that his goal is to keep Carolina, the Panthers in Charlotte, in the Carolinas, because the market is so strong for them. As I was thinking back today, the Panthers have been around 25 years. This season coming up is going to be their 25th season. Yes, they played their first game in 95, but they was founded in 1990. Three. Man, Professor, we're getting old after thinking about that.
Doggone right. And, you know, the Panthers, they went to the, they went to the playoffs pretty quickly, which kind of fascinated me, you know, talking about the NHL, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, they have a good chance of going to the Stanley Cup Championship their first season, their inaugural season. And I'm hoping the Panthers will get back on their winning ways and maybe go to another Super Bowl. Maybe hopefully win this. Maybe Tepper will have the right solution to get them to win a Super Bowl.
Well, to talk about Super Bowls real quick, yes, the first one in Houston, they lost against New England, where Casey made that one critical mistake. Had made a mistake all year, kicked that ball out of bounds, and, of course, you don't give New England, when you have them on the ropes, you do not give them a second chance.
Absolutely not. Going
back Super Bowl 50 against the Denver Broncos, there was a couple questionable calls in that, in officiating, and also in the play calling of the Carolina Panthers. Thank goodness I am glad the offense coordinator is gone. We got North Turner. Yes, some people call him a relic, but my gosh, look what he did for the careers of the Chargers quarterback, which I'm drawing a blank, Phillip Rivers. Look what he did with Troy Aikman. Look what he did for Teddy Bridgewater in Minnesota. All I got to say.
Absolutely. Well,
but,
another question in regards, you know, they talk like that he's going to adapt. From last I heard, he's going to adapt the Panthers to become more like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm kind of curious as to what that means.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Defense-wise, I'm sorry the Panthers had the Steelers' number on defense. I think that, yes, they still got some areas a little bit they need a youth infusion, but the linebacking core set, even though Thomas Davis is suspended for the first four games, you got Davis, Luke Kuechly, and Shaq Thomas. You got set linebackers. You got Keywon Short, Poe. Yes, I know the wonder, Julius Peppers, the ancient wonder. He's not a full-time player. He still provides a dramatic push. Had 11 sacks last year. Come on now.
Well, I guess my question is what does that mean? Making them more like the Steelers, because I thought they were, you know, the Steelers are a defensive heavy team. I thought the Panthers were already defensively heavy.
He could put them talking about the mindset, the winning mindset. Look at Pittsburgh; they cannot deny 6 Super Bowls, a dominant team. And it's in the yes, I know they've been up and down here lately, but right now they got 2 of the top players in football and fantasy football wise.
Absolutely.
Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell.
Well, it makes me wonder if this deal goes through, which I believe it will, if they won't start going after some, which I know they have some big-name players, but it makes me wonder if they're going to go all out getting even bringing in more big-name players.
I don't see them doing the Jerry Jones philosophy and go out and try to buy a ring. I don't see them do that. Pittsburgh, you can look at them, they homegrown talent, they grow their own talent. Unfortunately, one of their players got injured last year. I thought he would be a phenomenal linebacker, and hey, he still could be Ryan Shazier. He could still be a phenomenal talent.
Absolutely.
But it was just one of them wait-and-see processes with the Panthers.
I think this is definitely going to be interesting. I think everybody thought that Ben Navarro was going to be the new owner and just kind of came out of left field. I knew this guy was, Tepper was one of the front runners, but seemed like he's going to be the man.
It seems like it. Even I'll admit, I like Ben Navarro. He is a boy from the Carolinas. Yeah, I know he may have been born up north, but he had put his business in Charleston, South Carolina. He was from the Carolinas, so. But we'll see about Tepper. We'll give him a chance.
I think he's going to do well. I think it's going to be interesting to see what comes of it, and it's going to be an interesting season.
It is indeed. It is indeed. Okay. Any more questions, Professor?
I think that's all.
I'll get back to this top 10 list, and hey, thank you for calling in.
Not a problem.
We're back at our top 10 list, and we are at number 7, A.J. Green out of Cincinnati. Last year had 75 receptions for 1,078 yards, 8 touchdowns. This is going to be his 8th season. He ranked 8th. In the league in touchdowns last year. Yes, he is a consistent 1,000-yard receiver throughout his career. He has a good quarterback, Andy Dalton. So Green, you have a chance to draft him in your fantasy football league, I would definitely go after him. I think he is a keeper in my league, so that rules him out in mine. But if I had a chance to grab him, I would. And coming in at number 6 is the speedster out of New Orleans, Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas had bursted onto the scene last year. Like I said, he is a speedster. He had 104 receptions with 1,245 yards, 5 touchdowns. Yes, I know that last year they went more running when you had Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara in your running back. But still, you have big arm, ageless wonder, Drew Brees throwing you the ball in New Orleans. I, like I said, I still think Michael Thomas is still going to have a 1,000-yard season. He ranked 3rd in the league with receptions, 104, 6th in yards, and 7th in receiving yards per game at 77.8. Another 1,000-yard receiver. If you had a chance to grab him, I would grab Michael Thompson as well. A lot of these guys on this list, top 10, is not available in my league as of right now. We haven't did our keepers yet. Not everybody has picked their keepers, I'll say that. But if somebody does not let one of these top 10 go, if somebody lets one of these top 10 wide receivers go, I'm definitely going to snatch them up in the first round of the draft. Yes, I know some of my colleagues that are listening to the podcast. I know some of them. You already know I am going to take a wide receiver first round, but that's the only thing you're going to find out. Coming in at number 5, I know this will make one listener happy, is Davante Adams, wide receiver out of Green Bay. Davante Adams, good wide receiver. You can get bank on 1,000 yards with him every year. As long as Aaron Rodgers does not get hurt. Yes, even though he did lose Rodgers last year, he came back for a game and then the Panthers put him back out for the rest of the season. He still had 74 receptions, 885 yards, 10 touchdowns. How is Jimmy Graham going to affect his touchdown? Davante Adams did have a lot of red zone touchdowns. Is Jimmy Graham going to affect that? It's going to be wait and see. But you do have a good problem in Green Bay with Davante Adams. Coming in number 4 is the Dirty Bird Zone, ATL Zone, Julio Jones. He did have 3 touchdowns last year. He is a reception machine. He is, like I said, a reception machine. And I love it when my computer goes crazy, folks. Sorry about that. But Julio,88 receptions, 1,444 yards, 3 touchdowns. So you get your yards, you get your touchdowns. If you're in a PPR league, that's great. But 3 touchdowns. I see the touchdowns going up this year, but not, I wouldn't bank on 10. I would say probably 6 to 7. Coming in at number 3 is OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., New York Giants. Another great wide receiver. Odell, what can you say about him? He's got the Manning boys there. He will hit him up. He will light it up. We're running low on time, so I'm going to skip the yardage. But coming in number two, DeAndre Hopkins. When Deshaun Watson, before he got injured, him and Hopkins had the hookup. I expect that again this year. I'm going ahead and say it. DeAndre's probably looking at 1,200 yards this year. Number one, I've already mentioned it earlier, Antonio Brown. What can you say about him? Got big gun, Roethlisberger throwing to you. I think you're going to have another 1,400 yards again for him. 10 touchdowns. Even though he has Juju Smith, I knew I'd mess up on the last name, but have Juju Smith there with him, that you can't double team either one of these guys, or you're going to leave the other one open. So we'll see. And I see the professor is back online with another question.
It wasn't really a question, just a comment. I was just going to remind you that I have a higher draft pick than you do, so I may be picking them up quicker.
You may have a higher draft pick, but what have I always told you, and I've told our listeners on the first episode, the name of the game is how you manage your team the whole season. If you still have 80% of your roster at the end of the season, what you drafted, you're not winning. You're dead weight.
You know, that would be a good show to do, talking about, you know, just some tips on fantasy football. But, yeah, just going to remind you there that I do have the higher draft pick.
Yeah, you, like I said, but who's the two-time back-to-back champ?
We're coming after you this year, though.
Hey, I welcome all challenges. I welcome all challenges. You know that. I'm a love challenge.
Because you got the Bombers. You got the Ravens and the Knights. And don't forget about FB Junkie the Third.
Hey, that's fine. More the merrier. I've already put the Bombers in his place already one time today, so... And the Ravens, I ain't worried about the Ravens.
So
I ain't worried about the...
No three-peat allowed.
Hey, I'm always the champ until proven otherwise.
But got to hand it to you. You did do the first, you did, were the first person to ever get a two-time championship, so I got to give you that.
Of course. No, it was, hey, it's all about managing your team. You have to pay attention. And going on a serious note, folks, you have to pay attention to the trends in the league. You have to watch it. And you also go by your gut. If your gut tells you to drop a player if it has a bad game, drop him.
But you are right. I mean, you definitely, you know, because you have to go by the trends. You have to go by your team's needs and things like that. So you're absolutely right. What would you say would be a percentage that you would probably need to have less than 80% of the team that you start with?
I'd say if you're in a real competitive league, 70-80%, but if you're a normal league, 60%. We're in the last 30 seconds of the show. I hate to cut it off. It's a good conversation. But, folks, we will see you next week. Hopefully we'll be back on Wednesday night. We should be. But we'll see you next week at 11 p.m. The Guru signing off.